Randav, Kaf Aleph Amid Aleph. We are a little before the middle of the Amid. Omar Rab Chayre, Omar Rab Huna Marab, Ador Bechotzer Chaveroi Shaloi Midatoi, Ein Tzorech Lahalois Leischa. A person who is living Bechotzer Chaveroi doesn't have to pay him. Mishum Shenemar V'she'iyo Yukas Shal. Zek Rashi. Hador b'chotzer chaveroi, k'loi kaina la'agre, sh'loi midas, ein tzorech lahalei schar, sh'nemar u'shiye yukas shor, sh'ed sh'shmoi shiyem, mekaseis sh'arei bayis. It destroys the sh'orim of the bayis. Sh'ein b'nei odom doriboi. A house that is not lived in, so this shed, Sheshmai Shia, he destroys the house. The Hilchach, therefore, Ze Sha'omad Boy, so if a person is living in the house, and there he was Mahanehim, when people are there, the Shaydim don't come. So he was Mahanehim by coming to live in the house. Lishna Achina, second shot in the Posig. Bayis Shehu Shoi V'yochid Me'ein Odom. She is not the name of the shed. She is the description of the house. An empty house, a house that is not being lived in. Yukas Shah is Mazikin Mechatzin Oisoi. The Mazikin destroy the shah of the bayis. So al koponim, so that is why he's potter to pay him, because he's being mahane the baal habayis by living there. So the Rashba asks a kasha. The Rashba asks, till now we were learning there is a lomdis of zenene v'zele choser, that's potter. The kaifen amidus doim, or a different lomdis, not called, not nene mechesreine shalzeh, or it's a mechila. There were different svaris why one is potter. Bohoraye, and the svar of the ptur has nothing to do with this tikkun of being mavriach the shed. For example, the Gemara brought a raya at the nikif is potter, a makim chaver mishal shel choysov. So the Gemara wants to say, Shmamina Zenene Vizelechosa Chayiv. So we see Chayiv. Nefashtaitzach is Chayiv, because over there is no Svore of Shia Yukasha. Gemara brings a Rai in the Yetzim Shaila, or later the Gemara by Hegdish says, a Rai Yechayiv. But the Gemara was toiled in the din of Zenene Vizelechosa Yechayiv or Potter. And the Svar of Ptur was not applicable because he's Mavriach the Shadim from the Mokim. Cited, because in these two cases, the Mobora Raya of Chayiv and it's Akashat Yenim on the Yoma. Over here, he's not being Mahanim and these in Yonim. So the Rashba says as follows. The Yeshevshid Ktas Bibota means the Etzim Shaila of Zenene, the Zelechosa, is a Lomdish Shaila, Zenene Zelechosa, Zasvori Yepota, or maybe you're not Potter, maybe you have that Etzim Shaila. But when someone is living in someone's house, yesh hefsid ktas bebotim machmas drisas rego hadiyer. That means, vinishvi, there's a wear and tear that is somehow mafsid vididire. So memele, so there's a new problem now. There's a problem that every dor b'chotza chaveiroi, there's a problem, it's enene v'zechosa. So this is what Rav Huna is speaking about now. How do we take care of this chosor of drisus regal ad yairin? So that means in the other cases, by makif and nikif, was do tachas ha'evin shel hegdish, so there there's no problem whatsoever. So there it's zenene v'zelei chosor. So if it says yechayiv, so we have a raya zenene v'zelei chosor, it's chayiv. But hador, but every dor b'chotza chaveiroi, the whole echetimtze of zenenem zalechoso is non-existent. Because the etzem dire is mechasa the bias. So every dor is a zenenem zalechoso. This is what Rav Huna wants to be mevar. So he says, no. Eino chenami. There is some sort of chesaron that comes to the dira through my living there, but the revach shematzilin oisai mishia oile keneged hefsidze. So, but counteracting that, I'm being matzel the house from the shed. So fakert, so if you'll take everything into account, so you'll see that this revach is more than the chesaron of the dira. The revach that the dira brings is more chesaron than the chesaron that the dira brings. So mamela, that cancels out. So we're back to zenene v'zelei chosor. The Nachlas David says, but that what the Gemara said before, Shacharisa D'Yeshaisa, which there the Gemara did call it Zenene V'Zelei Chosor. So he says, because there it's Zenene V'Zelei Chosor, I mean, so he says, because there's a bigger hefsid. Not only a hefsid of Drisus Regal, there it's Chaka a hefsid. And the Hatzolah from Shia Yukashar will not counteract the hefsid of Shecharisa de Shaisa. So therefore, there the Gemara called it Zanene Vizechos. This is how the Rashba explains our Gemara. So we have here one Mahalach that Rav Huna Marav said that what counteracts the chesaron of the drisus haregla of the diyorim is that it's mavriach, the shade from the empty house. Omar mar baravashi, le didi chosili, I saw the shed, umenageh kiture, and it's wild, and it's menageh like a shoyer, kabanose lahazik. So kaponim, there is such a thing, but everyone can see it. Ravashi was capable of seeing this, and Memele, he said, it's zicher azoy, zicher ashed by an empty house. Rav Yosef Omar Beisa Meis V'Yosef. Rav Yosef said another tikkun that comes about through living in an empty house. Zok Rashi, Beisa meis v'yosef, bayishu miyushiv b'diris b'nei odom, a house that people are living in, yosef, yishuvai kayim, the yishuv will remain, l'fisha adorin b'soichai royin mashu tzorech, if you're living there, you see what is needed for the house, a mesachnin oisoi. So the kiyum habayis exists through the dira babayis. So again, the dira is bringing keneged the hefsed of drisus haraglayim, the dira is bringing a bigger revach of beisa meis v'yosef. Since the Gemara may benayu, what's the chilik? Ika benayu, the komishtamish bei betzivi v'tivne. And nafkemina will be if the owner of the house is using this house not to live in, he's using it as a storehouse for wood or for tevin. So memeila zazoi, out the tam of Shia Yukashal, this is not called an empty house, because Vinishtvi, the Bailam, comes into the house from time to time. So Mamela, the Shadim, do not enter the house. If you learn that the Tam is al space Ameis V'Yosef, so Mamela, the unfrequent visits that the Baal HaBayis makes to the house cannot ensure that the tikkunim which have to be made will be made. So Mamela, so according to Rav Yosef, if someone lived there, so it'll be potter. It's called Zenen of Zalechosa. But according to Ravuna Marav, he'll be chayiv because it's called Zenen of Zalechosa. Zogt Rashi, to come shtamish boy balabayis b'tzivi v'tivne, sho ye'etzov v'tivne b'soichoy, v'zeh holach v'doboy, and this other person went and moved into the house. Mishum shi yeleke, ha'ilim shtamshim boy, v'nishtvi, the bailim uses this house whenever he needs to take out from the eitzim. That's not called he's living there to recognize which tikkunim have to be made. So he's doing a good thing. So that is mashlim, the chesaron of the drisus haregel. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre de bona apadne akilkalta de yasmi. There was a person who built a bayis, a big bayis, akilkalta de yasmi. What's akilkalta de yasmi? So Rashi says, ashpe was a dump that belonged to the yasimin. The metageminon akilkalta me ashpeis yorim ebye. So Memela, there was an empty mokim that was used as a dump. It wasn't a too productive area. And a person went, it belonged to Yisaimim, and a person went and he cleared off the mokim and he built a house there. Agvei Rav Nachman lapadnei minei. So the Rashba seems to learn pshat, he didn't take away the padnei, took away. It was goive from him, the schiras, that the Baal HaPadne had to pay schiras to the Yisaimin. He's living in an apadne, he has to pay schiras. L'chayre, he says, why does he have to pay schiras? Because we'll see later, the Rashba says if you're building a property in someone else's rishus, so the mechuvin is, you're building it for him. I can't build my house on Yenim's property. So pshat is, I'm building it for him. So the house that belongs to him, so I'm living in his house, so I have to pay schiras. Frag die Gemorre, leime kesova Rav Nachman, hador bechotzer chavere shaloi midatoi, zorech lahalis loi scha. Because lcheret is enene, vizel eichosa. Why is it Zenene Vizeloi Chosa? So if we'll say that we had heard before Svore by but the Baal Aliyah builds the bias and lives there, so the bias that he builds is a mashkin for the choiv that the Yisraelim will have to pay. In Kozman, they don't pay up the Yitzias for this apadne, they have no right to live there. So Memele, we have here a house which the Yisraelim are not capable of living in. The Yisraelim are not capable of renting it till they'll get paid, and we're holding before that. So Memele, so it's Zenene Vizele Chosa. Zenene Vizele Chosa. Va'afal Pikein, Rav Nachman said that he has to pay the rent to the Yisraelim. So Bemison the Rashbis Moira, the Gemara could have said this is Zenene Vizechosa at Shacharisa the Yeshaisa. We had before by a brand new house, so you dirty the walls, so it's Zenene Vizechosa. That's true, but the Gemara set up a different mahalach. So the Gemara says, Ahu mi kore kamanoi habidai ribei. That means before he went and cleared this mokem and built an apadna on it, there were other people there who used to camp in this mokem. It wasn't a direkvue, but al kaponim, they used to camp there temporarily, and they used to pay a davar muet for the yisaimim for these camping rights. Now, when this person cleared the land, they had no place where to camp. So Memele, so the Yisraelim lost this small profit that they were getting from these Kamenoi. So Memele, so this, the Zenene, that means this Anoi you're having from this Apadne, you're deriving benefit from the Apadne, that came about through the chesoron, that means this house could only have been built after we got rid of the kamenoi, then we were able to clear the land and build a house there. So memele, it's zenene v'zechosa. So that's what Rav Nachman said, they have to pay the schiris, it's zenene v'zechosa. Omalei, so Rav Nachman told this person, Zil Paisinu Liyasmi. Be mefayis them. You have to realize they were getting a profit from this Kilkalta. You came there, you were Mafkia. So be mefayis them that they'll accept this piyus, maybe you'll give them a little more than what they were getting from the kamenoi. They shouldn't have any tainis and be shalom b'shalbe. He told them to do this. Blei ashkech. And he ignored him. So then, agvei Rav Nachman lapadnei minei. Sub-samir de kizach. Maistois, Yenna thought it was l'ro'osai. That if it'll be mafayis to Yisraelim, this would have been the biggest taiva. That means if he would have been mafayis to Yisraelim, they'd give him a green light that he could live there. So Memela then, and then he gave them something. So then it would be Zenen of Zalechosa, so then the rent he wouldn't have had to pay. But he was an action, says he didn't want to give them anything. So Rav Nachman said, so forget, since you're not giving them and they're not meichel you for your dira, so you have to pay the rent. The Rashba asks Akasha, that the Rashba asks, Lamaise, I mean, Rav Nachman was a gewaldike kanoi on this builder, and he has to pay the rent. but between you and me, there's another cheshbon over here. I mean, this house was not paid for. Was it paid for? Wasn't it paid for? If it was paid for, so the whole thing is very modernist. So suppose it is an enemy of Zechosa. So they paid for the house. You're living in the house. I mean, so why do you have to come to the Kalmanoi? If it wasn't paid for, so you're looking at one side of the coin. You owe them the rent. They owe me. I built a house on their property. It wasn't done with shame tzedakah. It was, I built it for them, but they owe me money for it. So why did Rav Nachman only, was doyig only about the rent? You pay the rent. The Seder should have been, let's cancel out a little bit. I mean, you don't have to pay the rent. For every month that the amount of rent I would have to pay will deduct from how much they owe me the Yitzias. This problem the Rashba has. So the Rashba says, on this Kash, he says as follows. The Chol Shahoitzi Yitzias Bekarke Shal Yisaymim. When a person is investing, he's building in a karka shal yisaymin, bate shaloyehe nifra mehem ad sheyigdalu v'yiyu b'nei piloy. That means there's a mutual understanding, unless it was spoken out differently, that these are now yisaymin, these are now the ktanim, the lav b'nei piloy. And the expectation that they should be mechuyev to pay is first chal when they'll be gdolim. This is like anan sadi chol shahoytzi yitzis bekarkes shal yisaimim datish loye nifra mehem ad sheyigdol. That's the mutual understanding. So memele. So they're not mechuyev to pay him yet. So there's nothing what to talk about. So he says, if we'll deduct from mitzadacha, he owes them money, so he owes them money because Bemison, this house was built for them and it became their house, Bishasa was built, either the Kainal Tzchotz or Lechayah. But Al Kaponim was built for them, so it's their house, and he owes them schiris. Now, if he's going to make cheshbonis that I won't pay the rent, and will deduct this from the yitzias, so the Rashba says, nimtza nifra mina yisayim meyata, so it's coming out that he's getting paid already. And there's no such thing. Kol shahoytzi yitzis bekarke shal yisaymim date shalayi nifremat sheyigdalu. So that is the mutual understanding. I do not expect to get any payment from them till they'll become bnei peroim, which means till they'll become gedalim. So memele, so that means this man peroin is l'chsheyigdalu. So don't make chishbainis now. So let's deduct, he says, deducting from their chiv is also, so they're paying now already. Not getting the rent, it's called they're paying now. If you'll deduct this from their peroin. So memel, that's why you have to pay now the rent, and the chiv peroin will first be chal, when they'll become gedolim. We had in the Mishnah said as follows. Ketzad Mishalemes Mashenenis is a Zechivat of the Mishalemes Mashenenis. Ochlo Mitoich Alchove Mishalemes Mashenenis.
מצידי הרחובה משלמס מה שהזיקה. If the behemoth ate מצידי הרחובה, which is the sidewalks, wasn't the same level of the רשוס הרבן, was גבויה מרשוס הרבן, then is משלמס מה שהזיקה. Then the Mishnah repeats, מפסח החנוס משלמס מה שננס, ביתך החנוס משלמס מה שהזיקה. So Rashi says, Mitzidei Orchoi, Rashi in the Mishnah, Mishalemes Mashi Hiziko, so Rashi says, Kedin Kerem Tam Chatzi Nezek Umu Nezek Sholem Igmor Meforishlo. So we will not see this pshat of Rashi in the Rashi in the Gemara, but Taisus brings down such a mahalach in Rashi. So when we'll see Taisus, we'll realize that this Mahalach Rashi said in the Mishnah, and Rashi on the Rif also says this Mahalach, that the Chiyuv Tashlumim is Mikoyach Kerem. But now let us see this again. Keitzad Mishalemes Mashenenis. So it says, Ochlo Mitzidei Rechove Mishalemes Mashenenis. Omar Rav, Ube Machzeres. It is speaking about the Machzeres. What does Machzeres mean? Omar Rav Machzeres, Roisho Merchovo Litzido Shal Rechove. The Behemah is standing in the Rishus Harabim, and it's turning its head Litzido Shal Rechove. Va'ochlo Peres. Ktoni masnisen the mishalemes ma shehizika afagav the kulo kaimo berchovo. So the Beis Lechem Yehuda says that the svora of Rav is he brings this from the Muki Yosef also. Ba'achiyuv shol ma'ashi ziko b'tzide rechove humidin shein b'shus ha'nizik. That's how Rashi learns over here. Elo de la Rav haynu b'machzeres u'mishum achilo b'rshus ha'nizik. The shayla is I le'inyin rishuya is the shayin ozlina bosa mokeim ha'achila oi bosa mokeim ha'amide. So this is l'chayre, that he wants to say pshat in the Rashi by us. Not the way Rashi says in the Mishnah. The pshat is, that's what Rashi is saying. That Rav says b'machzeres, roisho merchovo letzido shol rechovo v'ochlo peres, toni masnish mshlomis ma'ashi zike, avolgav dekulo kaima b'chov. Even though the behemah is standing in reshus harabim, but since the Mokei Machile is the Chotzer HaNizik, so Memele is a din of Shein b'Chotzer HaNizik, or maybe not, since the Behemah is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's called that the Behemah was Mazik b'Rishus HaRabim, they say, Reishe Bosa Gufa Griri, or you look at the Bosa, the Mokei Mahezik. That's how Rav learned Pshat in the Mishnah. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that has a din of shein b'chotzer ha'nizik. Ushmul omar afilu machzeres nami pota. Machzeres is also pota. So Rashi says, pturo, hoyul v'guf ha'beim koi b'rchovo, the beim is standing b'shus ha'rabim, Do uchu la'ar zeroyshe, b'shem b'shus ha'rabmi. It is uche, so the behemah, you go with the mokim of behemahs, the behemah is burshus haram, so you go boso the mokim of behemah. So it's potter, so that's called shein burshus haram. Frag the gemara l'shmul heichim ashkachas lo de mechaibe. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Ochla mitzidei rechov chayiv." So the Gemara answers, "Kegoyin the shofkeso lechovo, va'ozlo v'komo mitzidei rechov." It left the Rishus Haram. It left the Rishus Haram and it went onto the sidewalk. So then it's takeshein b'chotzer anizik. Zot Rashi v'komo mitzidei rechov. Shein derech shvorim lalecheshom. That's not a mokim hiluch hashvorim. Hilkach lav kishus haramdom. This is not a rishus haram. This is a chotzer anizik. Ve'ike demasni lahosh maite ba'apei nafsha. Others, there's one mahalach that the machlokes Rav Shmuel was a pirish on the Mishnah. What is the taich? It's ochle mitzido chove mishalem ismash izik. Others learned was a machlokes between them. What is the din in such a case? The one going directly on the Mishnah. Marzeres rav omar chayeves ushmul omar ptura. Ushmul mishalem. Then the Gemara says, what do you do with the Mishnah according to Shmuel? Shmuel mishalem ismash izik eichem ashkachas lo the machayeve. Kein de shof ke lo chavo for Oslo ve koma betzide rechov. That is that. Mosiv Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak es takashi. It says in the Mishnah, mi Pesach hachanus mishalemes mashenenes. Now, mi Pesach hachanus, let us just see what Tosfos says, mi Pesach hachanus. So Tosfos says, hein trise hachanoyes. These were the shutters that they used for the chanoyes. So when they took off the shutters, sheminichim lifnei hachanoyes kshepoyschen oisem v'noisnim shamperes. The shutters were used later as like a table to put the peiris, the goods that was in the chanus, they put it on these. That's mi Pesach hachanus. The Pesach hachanus. That's these shutters. But this was Zichra speaking about. This was not Pershus Harab. This was not Pershus Harab. The Pesach was not boiled in the Rishus Harab. And it says, you pay mashenenes. So this area is equivalent to tzidei rechovet. So now we have a problem. So according to Rav said that you go with the Mokim Ahezek is, and the Mokim Ahezek is Chotzer HaNizik, so it should have been Mashe Iziko. The Mishnah says, Mi Pesach Anus Yipay Mashe Nenis. So Lecher, this is Araya to Shmuel. Pashit was speaking about the Behemah was walking in the Rishus Haram, was Marzir Roisho to the Pesach HaChanus. So that, according to Shmuel, this is Shein Bushus Harab. So it says, Yitake Peima Shenenis. So the Mishnah Zarai to Shmuel Nakasha and Rav. I mean, what's the case? What is the case? I mean, if this, according to Shmuel, speaking about Machzeres, and that's called Shein Bushus Harab. You look at the Mokim Amidus HaBehemet, not where the Hezek was. But according to Rab, It has to be machzeres. If we shofke so tzicha chotzer anizik. So it has to be machzeres. You see machzeres as the din of Rishus Harav. Heich meshkachas lo de machayeves. No, so yeah. The best Rishus is machzeres. Heich meshkachas lo. Pshita be machzeres. Bekoma machzenenis. Machzenenis ein machzizik aloi. So if a kasha an rav, who meisiv lo, who mefarik lo, the kaimo bekeren zovis. It's speaking about that the chanus, or the pesach chanus is bekeren zovis. So memeilev is bekeren zovis. So this is called a direct achile without machzeres, and therefore it is mamish adin of Rishus Harav. Now let us see Rashi to understand what the teretz is. Ba peinav shelama lava masnisa machzeres sherziro roisha ba'ochlo betzide rochob pshite ba machzeres. The Pesach Hanus b'seichel chovolek. The Pesach Hanus is not in the Rishus Harav. B'loi mashkachas lo, ela b'machzeres. Uktoni mashenen is, so the more answers, the Kaimer Hanus b'keren zovitz. It's speaking about as follows. Kegoin movoi koten, hakolo b'movoi godo. You have a movi cotton that the movi cotton ends, and then it goes into a movi god. V'kaima chanus b'roish movi cotton. The chanus is b'roish movi cotton. U'moshuch tzas klape pnim. It's a little bit moshuch kapei pnim. I think the pnim is into the movi godel, I think. It goes a little bit into the movi godel. Ukshenichnesa beheime mi movi godel le cotton. So when the beheime is walking in the movi cotton, so memeila, in order for the behemoth to be oichel from the Pesach Hanus, the only way is machzeres. So memeila machzeres Rav holds that is a din of chotzer anizik. But when the behemoth is going from the movi godel to the movi cotton, so it can directly meet without machzeres, walking from the movi kotel into the movi cotton, it goes directly into the Pesach Hachanus. Doesn't have to be machzeroisha. So memela, so that's where you pay mashenenis. She nichnes a beheime me movi godel le cotton pogo be peiris miyad derech ilucha, walking normally. It bumps into the peiris without being marzer. The lav marzeresi. It's not marzeres. So mamele, that is the teretz alibi derav. Now let us see Taisvis. V'yovilu liyasmi dover muet. So we had the maisem by the person who built the Apadna Kilkalta the Yasmi, so there were Kamenoi who had used to give the Yasimim Adova Muad. So Taisus Umachmas came. And since when he built the Apadna, so these Kamenoi had to leave this Kilkalta, so Memele, so they were Nechsar, this income. Umachmas came, Chayv Lishalim Hashenene. So since the dira of the apadne came about through that the Kamenoi have to leave this area, So therefore, you pay mashenene. That's a din zenene v'zeh chosa. Af al pi sheloi chiser kolkach, even though the chesorin was minute, but al koponim v'chei muchach kula shmaiten kedamrin elel mishum shacharise de'ashaisa, which is also a minute chesorin when you compare this with the tashlumim of the rent. About kaponim, this is called zenen of zechosa, and he pays for everything. Ube machzeres, perish pekuntres, the davke bimachzeres, avol ochlo beloichizo, kigoin shetzide horechove boiltim. Let's say that the tzidei rechove is boiled into the reshus harab, and the behema walking straight ahead will eat from these pages. Then it's considered that it has a din mamish of reshus harabim if the tzidei rechove is boiled into the reshus harab. Beperish acher shol Rashi. There's another pshat in Rashi. This is Rashi we had mentioned before in the Mishneh, or Rashi on the Rif. Perish the marzeres chayeves mishum keren the mishunehu. That Rashi learns the chiv is alts keren. This is not a normal anhoge. A behemoth who's walking in the Rishus Arabim will not stop in the middle and be marzel roishoy into the tzidei rechov. That's how Rashi says pshat. V'koshe lepirushoy de la'el omrinin Kiven do uche lemeichel lifte, uche nami lisruchi o lemeisik. The Gemara said before by Abalche that if the derech is to eat this machel, so it's not over the eitz is how to get, so climb up on the dana to get the lefes. So for Ektoisvus of Rashi, so why is this called Mishune? There is food on the Tzidei Rechove, so Memele, so Fakert, this is, you can walk in the Rishus Arabim, and at the same time, you can be eating from the Tzidei Rechove. So why is this Mishune? This is something, a behemoth. If it sees food, or it's not over the eitz, it's hard to get to eat the food. So why is this called Mishune? Hoche nami, uche nami, uche l'chazer. Vefilu lalo is pitzidei rechovech. I mean it, that's Taisvus Kashe. Mon Kashe. Void the Mishalem is Mashi Zike, Mash Menezek Sholem. Void in the third Kashe, we didn't learn the Gemara, so we'll skip over the third Kashe. Benira Lari, so therefore Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. The Tzidei Rechovach Shivi Chotzer Anizik. Shekol echod yesh loy rishus leniach piroisov keneged pesach beisei b'tzidei rechove ulerav afilu b'mokem sheichoylo lechel b'chizel choshev chotzer anizik. That means we had had before a svore in the Rosh by kefetzes, by the case of Ilfe, the Rosh had said a svore that there's a person who keeps his peiris in a mokim of a hiluch harabim, so it's on his own achayis. That means this is a mokim that's miyuchad lilach harabim. You put your peiris here, some emele, and you have to understand the behemoth going here and behemoth eat. So you have no right to keep your peiris. No right means that you have no right to expect payment, because this is a mokim hiluch harabim, and there are behemoths who eat also, so therefore the Torah was not mechayiv the bala behemoth to watch out for your peiris that you put in the reshus harabim. So the Ri says, that's tafke b'reshus harabim. The tzidei rechove, even though there's a possibility that the behemoth, while walking through the reshus harabim, could turn his head and eat from the tzidei rechove, so Rav held, that's not called reshus harabim. That means the mokem hiluch harabim is the reshus harabim. I put this in a more secluded mokim, either behemoth could eat it from the reshus harabim. This does not make this mokim a reshus harabim. Everything that is accessible for a behemoth walking in the reshus harabim does not make it a reshus harabim. V'nir l'ri d'tzidei rechove chshivi chotzer hanizik. According to Rab, shekol echod yesh loy rishus lo niach peiros of keneged pesach beise b'tzidei rechov. This already is not a mokim hiluch harabim. People have rishus, and rishus means that they're entitled to demand that the bala behemis should watch their behemoths when they're going through the reshus harabim, because this was not put in the reshus harabim. Ulerav afilu b'mokim sheyachayla lechel b'chizor, even though this mokim is korev to the reshus harabim by yedei chizor, the behemoth that's going to reshus harabim can come to eat it. Choshev chotzer anizik. B'chayeves nezek sholem mitam shein. Ule Shmuel, mokaim sheyechayla lechel b'chizor, choshev lo kirshus harab. Shmuel holds not that this is, since this is right near the reshus harab, so memela, this is equivalent to putting the peiros in the reshus harab. That means you can't demand that the bala behemoth should watch his behemoth. You're putting it in the mokim that's accessible. A yedei hiluch habehim in the reshus harab to get to these peiros. So that is a din of peiros reshus harab. The Gemara asked a kasha on Rav. Rav says that chizor is called chotzer anizik. So the Maestakash, it says, mi pesach achanus, you pay mashenenis, you see that it's called a reshus harab, even though the chila was a yedei chizor. Zuktaisvis, leirotze lahamid, kigoin she pesach achanus, boileit lesoich alchove. We mentioned before the Pesach Achnus means these were the trisim that used to put his goods on, and it came into the Reshus Harab. So it's not, you eat it, it's mamish, it's jutting into the Reshus Harab. And the behemoth derech hiluchoi will eat from it. V'chayla lechel b'loi chizel. The Moide Rav, the Pot of Shein Derech, Pesach Nusli is Boilet Kolkach. These trisim, which were put in front of the Chanus, were not normally able to jut out into the Reshus Haram. So that's why the Gemara did not want to make such an akimta. So the Gemara answers, so according to Rab, what is the case of Pesach Achanus? Well, it says, the kaima bekeren zavis, kigoin, mavoi okum, it's a mavoi okum, or shemegas, lak mumisoi, koidem shetifne letzad acher, before it turns to the other direction, oicheles mi pesach achanus kinegdo. This is the, it was the direction of the Movi was like a 90 degree angle. So, and the Mokim or Ikum, the Mokim where the angle is, that's where the Pesach Achanus was.
Ubisoich Achanus, Achelos mi Pesach Knegdo Boloichizem. Ubisoich Achanus. Now, we are making an Akimte that this Pesach Achanus, it matters which way you're going. We have a Movi Okum. If you go in one chelik of the Movi, the only way you get to this Pesach Achanus is only through Chizo. If you go, it's fine. Some Meila, so then Enochanami, then you would pay Mashehizik. If you go another way, so then you directly meet the Pesach Achanus, and that's what the Mishnah is speaking about, you pay Mashenenis. That's how Rav said Pshat in the Mishnah. So, Tosfot had a problem. A Bezoi, just like we can understand that in going in one direction, the Pesach Achanus could be right in front of him without needing Chizr to eat from the Pesach Achanus. So L'chayr HaTais understood it's also possible that the Teich Achanus could also be in such a matzav that going in one direction, he could directly come into the Teich Achanus, and so also should be Mashalim Ashenenis. Why did the Mishnah differentiate between the Pesach Achanus and the Teich Achanus? That means the Pesach Achanus is dependent in which direction the behemoth came to the Pesach Achanus, going in one direction. So it's called, you need chizel. And if you need chizel, some amela, that's called a chotzer anizik. And then from another direction, you don't need chizel. So if you don't need chizel, safilu teich achanus should have a din of a rishus haram. Because it seems from the going from the other direction, you could directly go into the chanus. That's Taisvis Kashis. So why does the Mishnah differentiate between Pesach Achanus and Teich Achanus? Zik Taisvis, Obeseich Achanus Mishalem Es Mashi Hiziko. Af Al Pi Sheoich Loson Beloichizah, can also eat it Beloichizah, the Chotzer Hanizik Mamishavi. So Tosfos says, Amor Dikazach, that these decisions, what halacha this mokim has, does this mokim have halacha of Rishus HaRabim, since the behemoth is going in the Rishus HaRabim, can eat from this mokim, since they can eat indirectly, it's not called Rishus HaRabim. That was the Machloikis Rav Shmuel. These are gray areas. So Rav said, if you need Chizor, it's not called Rishus Aram. Shmuel said it is called Rishus Aram. But a mokim that is debatable, is it Rishus Aram or not Rishus Aram? So it matters in how the behemoth met it. If the behemoth ate through chizel, so then according to Rav, there's a din of a chotzer anizik. If the behemoth came from a different direction and it did not need chizel, so then there's a din of rishus harab. But these are only in these gray areas, which in yesod is not a real chotzer anizik. But toichachanus, which is mamish achotzer anizik, toichachanus, which is mamish achotzer anizik, which is mamish private property, so it doesn't matter at all that the behemoth coming in a certain direction directly can go into the toichachanus and eat from the toichachanus without chizel, that will not make an emes chotzer anizik, ois chotzer anizik, because the behemoth can eat from this chanus derech iluchay. Is a besaychernus mishalemes mashizik afal pishach loson beloy chizel, the chotzer anizik mamishabe. This is considered a chotzer anizik. Ubirishalmi mishani hachpirch. Dirishalmi has a different teretz on this kasha. He says, Dirishalmi, as Mustam according to Rav, that mechazeres has a din of a chotzer anizik. So why mi pesach achanus do you pay mashenenis? So the Yerushalmi says a very interesting teretz. The mi pesach achanus alibe derav, that yeah, but here's a din of a chotzer anizik according to Rav if you need chizel. Ki goin shohoyo chamoyr to un gdiyim. A chamoyr was walking in the Rishus Aram, and on top of the chamoyr was carrying gdiyim, small goats. Now, the chamoyr was going the derech of the Rishus Araben. The Tzide Rishus Araben is on his side. For the Chamor to eat from the Tzide Rishus Araben, there has to be Marzer Oishoy. And that doesn't make it a din, since you have to be Marzer Oishoy, it's not called, it's the direct mokim of the Rishus Araben. So Memele, so by the Chamor, normally, it's called chotzer anizik. But the gdiyim, which were on top of the chamor, they were mamish facing the tzidei rishus harab. Ubishas amidosoi, so when there was a traffic jam and the chamor stood, he was standing there, and the gdiyim were mamish facing the tzidei Harichove, it was mamish in front of them. And they just went and helped themselves. They went and helped themselves. Bishasamidosoi poshtu tzavoreim v'ochlu. They ate. As they stayed in Yerushalmi. So memele, by them there was no chizel. That's mamish, they're facing the tzidei Harichove. So Taisus says, leperish akuntres osi shape. So we can understand the Yerushalmi very well. This is not normal. This is mishune. A behemoth that's walking to turn his head and to eat from the tzidei rishus harab. This is called mishune. It's not a normal procedure. The stomach had a makeup, so they a big chizor, and it's very uncomfortable, so it's mishune. Aber legabi gdiyim da ochli ki ochai, the gdiyim were facing the tzidei arachove, choshev shein. So the Yerushalmi is meredik according to Rashi. According to Rashi, vekert, chizor, is karen, is mishune, and the gdiyim is shein. Ule perish ri tzorech leima, דחול מה שהגדים יכולים להגיע ולאכל חושב רשוס הרב. So according to the Ri, we have to say that the lomdus is that whatever going through the Rishus Harab, going through the Rishus Harabim, this is easily accessible to the behemoths. Now when you go through the Rishus Harabim, there are behemoths that are walking, and there are gdiyim which are being carried by the chamoyrim, which are facing this was a normal procedure, which are facing the tzidei rechove. So memele, so walking through the Rishus Harab, this is accessible to the gdiyim who are on top of the chamoyrim. So the Beis Lechem Yudah said, so we'll say the same, the Lomdus of the Rosh. That means, so you have no right to put your Peiris there, because this is a normal act in the Rishus Harab, Chamoyrim carry Gdiyim, and the Gdiyim, the Mamish facing the Tzidei Rechove, and this is Mamish Derech Hiluch, and they can help us. You have no right to put your Peiris there. So Mel, it's cool, like you're putting the Rishus Harab on your own Achayis. But nice as a chiddush. The chol ma shegdiyim yecholim lagia velechel, whatever they can reach and eat, choshev rishus arabim afilu lachamer. Amir de kizach. So he says, afilu de chamer meit chizel, sheni yochel lechel beli chizel. But he says, putting this in this mokim, ki zed doichik loima de gabi chamoyr choshiv chotzer anizik le gabi gdiyim shal gabov choshiv rishus harab. He says, we're thinking about the behemoths who are walking in the rishus harabim now, and to say that for this behemoth it has a din rishus harabim, for this behemoth it has a din of chotzer anizik, that's a big doichik to say. So for Kertz, that's why the Beis Lechem Yudah wants to say it, that al kochoch, since this should be expected, that there are gdiyim which are walking, which are on top of chamoyrim, and by them, the tzidei rishus harabim is a mokim achile, So you had no right to keep your payers there. This is called this is the mokim hilach harabim. So memele, even for the if the chamoyra will be mechazer, it also has a din of chotzer anizik legabihim. Is this even though we had before by Karen Zovis, we have a chilik mistama, but that's mistama. It's two oifanim. If you come, if you're coming in one oifan, so coming in this oifan, this mokim is rishus harabim. Coming in from a different oifan, so going, the flow of traffic is, these are two ways where you're poigish in the Pesach Achanus. So one way, taket has a din of a chotzer anizik, and the other way it has a din of a rishus harabim. But here this is the same oifen, this is the same mokim mehilach. So since for the mokim agdiyim it has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, and he had no right to keep it there. So this halacha remains a fill for the Chamer also.